Okay, so Machtes Tefalif, we spent a brief period of time on it last week. We are not learning Hilchas Malicha yet, we're still learning Hilchas Hadacha. Halachas of Hadacha Rishayna. And to review and expand a little on what we said last week. Last week I told you that there are two basic shittas in the Rishayna as to why we do Hadacha Rishayna. The first reason is the Ran's reason. The Ran's reason is because of Richel Chabasar, to soften the meat so that the salting could work. And the second reason is the reason of the smack and others, that it's to wash off the blood on the surface. That there shouldn't be any blood on the surface, to get rid of the blood on the surface. But that's the purpose in the first Hadacha. I'll answer that question is a little complicated. That's not what they argue about. If the Hadoch is the rice, you mean?
Yeah,
Blood in the basar, blood habalua is eating blood habalua is only drabon. We'll see. We're going to get to all this. Let's just go again. The sheet is about why you need a hadacha rishayna. As I explained last week, one reason is to soften the meat, tamaran. One reason is to wash off the blood on the surface, and the way the Taz said, because the dam will cause it will be dam be'en, and that we have to know that there's dam be'en and dam balua. Dam be'en means blood that comes out, a droplet of blood is called dam be'en. Dam balua is blood which is absorbed in the meat. Now, blood which is absorbed in the meat, I know, is the same blood as the blood of a droplet of blood. Nevertheless, there's a distinction between blood which comes out and forms a droplet and is called dam be'en, and that which is absorbed in the blood. So the smack said, that the way we read the Taz, that we're afraid the salt will cause the dam to be beleya into the meat. So there were two basic reasons. Now, I'd just like to explain a little more, and you're going to see why this is extremely important, that the two reasons really are three reasons. Now, no two Rishayim talk in exactly the same language, typically. And if you really want to break it down, I think you can break it down to more reasons. But basically, not two reasons, but three reasons. And we'll take a quick look at the Shach, and I'll explain to you the Shach will explain to us that it's really three reasons. We're going to talk, for the purpose of talking, it's easier to say there's one reason for softening the meat, and one reason for dam be'en, which is true. But in the reason of dam be'en, there are two explanations. So let's take a look at Shach Aleph. Hatam, why do you have to wash the meat? Kidei she'esrachech habosa v'yetzei dam ayadei malicha ran, v'yeshemrim v'bardachai. The Ran, and one of the sheetahs, the Mardechai, say it's to soften the meat. So that we already know. HaMardechai kasavatam, da'adacha rishaynu hulavi alich l'shalachaticha. That the reason we wash is to get rid of the wetness on the surface of the piece. Shem lo'ikein ha'melach nismalei mimenu v'shuv lo yaitzi ha'melach adam shebechaticha. Now this is slightly different than what I said last week. He's saying that it's going to lose its power. The salt, if it's overwhelmed by liquid, is going to lose its ability to influence the meat. And therefore, the reason I gave, the second reason, because of dam be'en, that reason, according to the Mardechai, is because the language you usually use is yimas hamelach. The salt will dissolve, and it won't have its desired effect. So we're going to learn that you do have to dry the basa after the hadacha. We'll see. Because according to this reason, even if it's water, it should be a problem. But we'll get to that today, Mr. Shem.
What comes out to have?
Okay, 1 second. So we're afraid that the salt is going to be melted. Let me just finish the shach, according to these two reasons, let's say someone salted his meat without washing it, He forgot. He forgot to wash it. He just salted it. B'di'eved, he could just salt it again. Because according to these two reasons, there's nothing that's going to become asr. Aval ha'gos, ma'ayim v'nikosu b'shem asmak ha'tam ibnei, sh'amelach bavliya v'enei maflitam shu be'en. This is the third reason, the second reason we had last week, that the dam be'en is going to be affected by the salt to become a bliya in the meat. It's going to asr the meat. Now according to that, if you salted meat without washing it, you're going to ask for the meat. You can't fix it anymore. It's gone. So once you're going to salt it, it's going to become awesome.
Because that blood you can't take out later.
Won't come
later. That blood won't come out later because that's that bleus of blood, and that's not the dam belua that comes with the meat. Now we have three reasons. Nekayit hakala biyadecha. Despite the fact that we're going to see a disagreement on this, ledina. We try to be yaitza all three. If there's no hefsa, we try to be yaitza all three. But any two out of three, we're going to rely on b'di'evet. But we're going to hefsa, we're going to rely on two out of three. And this is what we're going to see as we go through the first couple of sifim. Okay? Two out of these three. So you do have to know these three reasons, and we'll see that shortly. B'di'evet. You could always do tzli, well, not really, well, according to the smacks. You can't kasher the meat. Well, if the meat became awesome because of a blia, then it won't help. There'll be a number of nafkaminis where there'll be an eitzah to roast it, and we'll see that.
Okay.
So if you got three, we're going to see that you could salt it again. We're going to come to that in Sif Beis. So we'll come to that there. And that we're going to... We'll see. What I told you now is Emes Ladina, although we're going to see the Rebbe Kiva Eger doesn't hold that way, and we're going to get to all that today if we have. If we get
it. Right, I say that down inside on the top, it's not mavir, but it doesn't matter. It's inside, once it's clean, it takes out. It's
so you have to know that there's Dam Balua and Dam Be'en. Without that, you can't go to Hilchis Malicha. Hilchis Malicha also is a lesson in Emunas Chachamim, because we don't try to figure out the Metzias in. Except by going to the Gemara and seeing what our Messiah is. And the Messiah is that salting takes out Dam Balua, but Shenkin Dam Be'en. You can't, if it's trife, it's trife, it's going to ask. There are two answers to what you're saying. First of all, we don't just say every Machlek is Rishen and Safed Deraisa. We look at how the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah Paskin. If they pass, they're passing. They are their rices when they're Slamach on Shitas, and they're their rices when they're not. There's a separate issue whether salting meat is their rice or Rabbanon, which I'd like to get to, but I don't want to lose the train of these Shitas, the train of thought. Okay? Okay, let's see the Shulchan Aruch, and we'll go through Sif Aleph with the different Tamim that we're learning. Tzarech Ladiach HaBasa Kaidem Aleicha. Okay, we learned last week that you have to wash the meat before you salt it. V'medichai hatabach ein tzarech lahadichai v'bayis. Confusing line. Now this line comes to the Gemara. Gemara has a stira. One braisa says you have to wash meat, one that you don't. Gemara says it depends if the butcher did it. If the butcher washed the meat, ein tzarech lahadichai v'bayis. You don't have to do it. The butcher did it already. So the butcher did it already, so then you don't have to do it in the house. Now obviously, so one question is, what's the chiddush? What's the chiddush? And okay, so the Taz says, l'chayro kamash malam b'zeh. What's the chiddush in this? So Taz Bey says, dein tzarech lishrois b'mayim dafka. Seems from here, that you don't have to soak it. Elo derech shvichas mayim alav, k'derech hatabachim sagi. It's enough to rinse it. It sounds from here that it's enough to rinse it off. That's a problem. Oh, the be'emes kaimalon de leisagi b'zeh, kidla kamon. We don't paskin that way. We paskin you have to soak it for 30 minutes. Now, kain yirali, the nishmar b'zeh, the loy neima, v'dom rafon of a gemara, v'leach ha-mediach, v'leizach ha-doch ha-rishayda, hu mitam shekvar hudach b'tafchi. Gemara says that the man diyamer, it wasn't a b'raisa, it was a member, that said that you don't have to wash it. It was talking when the butcher did it. Why do you rely on the butcher? El devade darkon hoya bekach shehatabachim hoya medichin. If the derech was that the butcher washed it, alkein lehutzchol eskirei. Therefore, Rafuna didn't have to mention it. Afu yishev a brayse eskirei. Makamakim Rafuna samach alaminim. So you might think after the butcher you have to do it again. So the Ramah is saying that this line of Ramah is saying that whatever the butcher, if the butcher did it, it's good enough. Tana doesn't have to explain. Now, I don't see a satisfying answer in the Taz. How does the Taz give a satisfying answer as to how can you rely on the butcher if the butcher doesn't soak it? It's not. What the Taz is saying is that he's telling you that if the butcher did it, you don't have to do it again. What does the butcher have to do? We'll see. We'll get to that. Whatever the butcher does, that's good enough.
Maybe it needs to happen now to soften it, but to clean the surface, you just have to...
That's true. The reason of soaking it is only according to the Ran, for Richel Chabasar. According to the reasons of the Smag, Mardechai, it's enough to wash it. You don't have to soak it. Nevertheless, our meaning is to soak it. Okay, the Mechaber doesn't mention soaking it. But our meaning, the Ramah will say, is to soak it. When we learned this, I had a kasha. I asked Rafam, I don't understand. Why does it help if the butcher was madiach, like the smag in the Mardechai that you're washing it, making it clean? I understand. If the butcher did it, it's clean. If we soak it to soften the meat, so why does it help that the butcher did it? The butcher did it in the butcher store. I'm using it a day later, 2 days later. So shouldn't I have to soak it again to soften the meat? So it would seem that this idea the butcher did it doesn't make sense anyway, according to the Ran. So Rapam answered me that the soaking is not something like you soak a towel and then it dries, but that meat stays moist. It stays moist. Once you soak it, it stays moist. It doesn't dry like a towel dries. And what? Well, the Ramah didn't put anything in the freezer. But you're right. We'll talk about it. But anyway, the Taz says, what's it teaching us? I would think it's teaching us a lot. That for Richel Chabasar, you could rely on what happened yesterday, what happened in the butcher store. I would think that's a very big chiddush. So even though Sir Pam answered me, but I don't understand why that's not the chiddush of this line in the Ramah. That should be the chiddush. The chiddush is, even though it wasn't soaked this minute, it's still good enough.
How long?
So for how long did the butcher do it?
No, for how long is it good for?
Oh, for how long is it good? Until it dry, until it gets dry. How dry is dry? I can't tell you. I don't know. Well, you always have to salt it within 3 days. Okay, so we'll get to that. But that's just a different reason, yeah. What? Okay. All right, at any rate... That's what the Taz and the Shach are saying. They had a routine. You can assume they did whatever their routine is. But that's what he's saying. And therefore, if they routinely do it a certain way, you could rely on them. Next line in the Shulchan Aruch. Another nafkamina. We're going through a list of nafkaminas. We have one nafkamina if you already salted it without soaking, which is actually sefez, which we already saw. Second nafkamina, whether you have to soak it for 30 minutes. Third nafkamina. Im achar shehidiach chotach kol natach l'shnayim l'shloisha. Let's say they soaked a side of meat, or they soaked a whole chicken, and then they cut the chicken open, or they cut the meat into steaks before they salted it. Oy shehisu tapay haraglayim haragalim lachar hadacha. Or they removed the hoofs. Also, they cut it. Tzorech larzo ladicha. Why do you have to do a new one? Without softening it, it wouldn't matter. If you cut it, it doesn't change the softening. So this is for the reason of Dam Be'en. Because of Duchah D'Sakina. Duchah D'Sakina causes the blood of the meat to come onto the surface of the meat. And therefore, if you cut it, you have to re-soak it. You have to do it again.
You have to rinse it.
Very good. Okay.
Look
at the Yad Avraham. Look what the Yad Avraham says on the bottom. Yad Avraham, Dagav duchim sakina maflik damben. Because of duchka, damben is going to come out. Latayme yazel shusaver tama duchka kamaisa mishum damben and shalpanav. Shamelach desmali mimenu veini laitinam. Why, if you cut it, do you have to wash it again? Because we're afraid that blood is going to come to the surface. According to the Mordechai, the melech nismala himenu veini laitinam, it's nimas hamelach. Ufizad nira. Here, where the lumdis comes in, and let's say somebody's ready to salt the meat. Someone came and cut it. So you say, hey, what'd you do? You cut it and I have to start all over. I have to soak it again. He says, no. Look what he says. Lufiza nira. The dye bahadocha heitav b'loy shriya. Even the chatchila, if you already soaked it, and someone cut it into pieces, now it's enough to rinse it well without soaking. Sharei tama shriya hukdesh yisrachei chabasar. The time of soaking is only for the ran. So the meat should become soft. That wasn't affected by the cutting. All you have to do is remove the dam be'en, etc. But he says now that if you cut it, that's good enough.
Cutting it in half should be all that he should have said. Why is it he goes say two or three pieces?
Why does he say two or three pieces? I think he just speaks Bahaiva. I think he's just talking in the usual sense.
I mean, if he cut it in half, at least one side of each has already been...
Five out of six sides, you mean. Right? It's
if
sort of...
In half, each half has already one side that's been washed.
We're going to see later there is an afkamina b'di'eved. What you're saying is true. I don't know that it's the kavana of the mechaber, but what you're saying is true. We will see that as well. Now, just one second. The Shach Gimel says dafka chotach kol natach l'shnayim. Digner lo te chotach hayu dafka b'sakinu d'sarach la'azal adiach. Only if you cut it with a knife, you have to rewash it. Kamash kosa mardechai. Dagav ducha de sakina maflin. Miudas haram perakam d'chulun gabi tabach. Tzor shi gimel sakinim. In the sugi of gimel sakinim. Miuchot chayakach l'shayim. Ain't sarach la'azal adiach. V'chei bochuch das haram. Chaviv. B'shem Abes Yosef. Ach yishloim d'ran l'tamei ozul. This we already spoke out. D'ran l'tamei. D'svir l'tam adocha. La mishum dam. Elekdesh yisrachich habasa. Kamash kosa b'shma yisif katan alef. So this we already spoke out. 1 minute, please. 1 second. So he says that reason doesn't apply. The kivu l'chalinu beit tafchi kvar disrachech. Folias v'lo mashachot chayach kach l'shnayim. Zel gam kendas ariben chaviv. V'idon dekaim lo n'tamadach mishum dam. So chadach b'diavad. Okay, so I'm sorry. Shach Gimel is not the shach that's the chiddush. What I was looking for is... the first line of Gimel. I'm sorry. In Gimel, Digni L'chotach Dahinu Dafka B'Sakin. That line. The rest of the Shach, that's spoken out already. The first line of the Shach, he says, Hainu Dafka B'Sakin. Dafka with a knife. Chaviz Das says, Nafkamina, let's say the meat, a Shunra came, let's say a cat came and it ate from the meat. Do you have to now rinse it again because of the bite marks of the cat? And he may want to wash it off. The question is whether you're required to wash it off. So he says, no, the Shach says, Dafka B'Sakin. What's the difference, the teeth of a cat or a knife? The Dukha Sakina by a teeth? The cat, right? The cat draws it out somehow. Okay? The Chaviz Das brings a Gainistic Araya to this. The sheet of all the Rishayim except the Rambam, we pass him, it's a Mishnah really, that raw meat, you're allowed to eat without salting. If somebody wants to eat raw meat, you're allowed to eat it without salting. What's the Araya from the Mishnah? It says that when Yom Kippur fell on Erev Shabbos, Erev Shabbos doesn't happen today. When Yom Kippur fell on Erev Shabbos, what did they do with the Karban Chatos, the meat of the Karban Chatos? Yom Kippur, you bring a Chatos, a number of Karbanei Chatos, and the meat on a normal Yom Kippur is eaten by Yom Kippur, Chatos Yom Liyam V'Layla. So that night, they would eat it. What is that? That night is Shabbos, and you can't cook it, you can't roast it. What do you do with the meat? It's going to be nicer. So the language of the Mishnah, I believe, is Habavloim Shadaitan Yafa Kaisis and Isekai. There were certain people, Shadaitan Yafa, which there's Machlakes Rishayim, Daitan Yafa means they're fine, they can eat raw meat. Was Losha Saginar, Shadaitan Yafa, they're disgusting. They eat raw meat, so here they come in handy. But anyway, they would eat the raw meat. So from here to Raya, you can eat raw meat. So they, from here we see, how could you eat raw meat? You have to salt or roast the meat. So the Rishayim bring that raw meat you're allowed to eat. The Dam Be'en, listen carefully, because I have this again. If the Dam Balua, if it's not Pirish B'makim L'makim, if it's in its original place, you're allowed to eat it. Once you cook it, it's Pirish B'makim L'makim, it travels, then it becomes us. A raw meat, you're allowed to eat according to all the Rishayim except the Rambam. Yes, on the Rambam. But everybody else you're allowed to eat. Zok Tachavis Das, how are you going to eat it? When you bite into it, it needs a new hadacha. If every time you bite it, it needs a new hadacha, how are you going to chew it? Even if you cut it into bite-sized pieces and wash it off, you put it in your mouth, you have to chew it. If a daichik, he says to say, it means you swallow it whole, meat. So he says, Saraya, the biting into meat does not necessitate a new hadacha for dam be'en shall put. Even with this, he ends with tzarachin. Right? No, it's not like blood comes to the teeth. Blood comes to the teeth.
That's not a
no, no, that, not let me tell you. You all know that human blood, if it doesn't come out, you're allowed to swallow it. But that's because human blood, minatayra, is mutter. You're allowed to drink human blood, minatayra. It's only in a sidrabanon, because of marasani, that's dam, so that's only if it comes out. But if you're eating a piece of meat, then the meat is... what? Steak tartare is wrong. When they bring you the steak tartare, it's not cut into little pieces. It's chopped. So they wash it. Some they wash it. Why? Washing, they can wash it. Problem is chewing it.
But they didn't make steak tartare.
But that's already salted. What's the problem? If they're salted, there's no problem.
No.
Once you salted the dam, it's not there anymore, so you have no problem.
You rinse it off.
Okay. Shaul, I'm sorry, I interrupted you. You have to wash all the raw meat. Where you cut. Well, really, you only have to wash the surface you cut. Because you're going to start figuring out where you cut. Once you put it in the water, you wash it.
The bend could go to the other places.
The down bend could go other places also.
Wash one part.
What? Rare. Hopefully it was salted beforehand, so you have no problem. When you buy steak in the store, it's already salted. If you broil it, it's also fine. So we're going to have to learn that the amount of broiling is pretty minimal. As long as it becomes edible, that's adequate broiling for Hilchos Dam. When it gets to Dinei Tzli. Okay. So this is Nafkamina number 3 between the Ran and the others. The Nafkamina about, if you cut it again, whether you need a new washing or not. Now, in Pisrei Tshuva Dalit, he does remark about this idea of cutting it into two. Pisrei Tshuva Dalit says, "Amlechotach l'shnayim rakchotach ma'at." Let's say in the butcher, in the shchita house, something happened. They got snagged on something. Got a little cut into it. Kasa prima gadim b'sifsei das a cut in gimel the muta b'diavad. There was just a small cut. It could be mekel the yesamach. Because what are you afraid? A little dam be'en on that surface, there's always shisha. Va'av shalai nimlach sham laha Mordechai. What does he mean? Av shalai nimlach sham laha Mordechai. What was the Mordechai's reason? That the blood, nimas ha-melach, that the blood will become melted. So now if there's dam be'en, so then when you salt it, it won't work in that spot. Mekom okein, benishar mokein, beli melach, matir b'shach, okein ami mutter. There's a small spot, we'll have to learn what's small and what's big. But a small spot that's left without that, without salt, that's not ma'akir. So he says that that's mutter. It has to be salted that it's not nechal machmas mochay, that nobody would eat it because it's too salty. And if you have a spot that people would eat, so basically what he's saying is it depends how big the cut is. If you have a place that was cut and not nimlach, if it's a small area, so then we're going to be mekel, because that amount of blood is not going to answer anything to be bottled b'shish. It's more than the amount of blood is going to be bottled. And the fact that in that spot the salt won't work, because the salt gets wet and it won't work on that spot, it doesn't matter. It works all around, that's good enough. If it's harbe, we have to figure out what harbe means, then when we talk about salting, you'll have to talk about what it means if a big pot was not salted.
So you don't know that the liquid is not going with that, it's
going to
make it
the end inside. Well, he's saying after the reason the end, there's no problem with this bottle. Yesh shishin. So he answered that already. He said, because there's no problem, because there's shishin. Right? And after other reasons, he says, it's a problem, but it's just one spot that wasn't. Rama. The imloy osa kein hava kalayhu daklau. This is important, Rama. The Rama here is saying clearly that if you cut it and did not re-rinse it, hava kalayhu daklau, then it's not considered hudach. In other words, we do not rely on the Ran's Shita alone. Somebody wants to tell you, prove to me we don't rely on the Ran's Shita. The proof is in this line of the Rama. Because when you cut it after it was salted, then the Ran's reason still applies. It's soft. The Rama says, "Im loyasa can't have a klai hudach klal." Mechaber didn't talk about the Diavad. Talked about lechatchila. Lechatchila, we certainly try to be yaitza all three Shitas. So this Rama is the Raya that we do not paskin like the Ran's Tam alone, and if it was soaked already, and you cut it, and you forgot to re-soak it, then it's kolay hudach. It's as if that part was never washed. The Rama Vaita, hadochas habasa lechatchila yizoher l'shroisoy neged chatzisha uladichay heitev b'me'ashriya. You need, first of all, to soak it for 30 minutes, and also to make sure that it washes it off. If you put it gently into water, then the blood will become won't be washed away. You have to agitate the water that it should move and wash off the dam. Im loish aval, im loish orei rakadichay heitev sagi lei. B'di'eved, it's good enough if you didn't do it for 30 minutes. If you just did a good hadacha, that's good enough. So again, according to the other two reasons, the reasons of Dam Be'en, certainly it's enough. You worry about softening it. So the Rama says that for the Eved, if you didn't soften it for 30 minutes, then that is good enough, and that's the way we paskin, that is adequate. So what do they do today for Ladichai Heitev? They rely that it turns. What they have is, I mentioned this corkscrew-shaped device that turns the chickens, and therefore it gets turned, it gets moved around, and that's what they rely on. I always talked about chickens because I'm more familiar with chickens. I've been in places where they do shchitas chickens. I've been maybe a dozen times, different places. In animal shchitas, I was in one in Eretz Yisrael, and I was in one here. I was supposed to go. There's a place they shecht Sunday mornings in Newark. I was supposed to go to Shecht Lamb, but whatever happened, I ended up not going. With the places I've gone, they didn't do Malicha. I saw Malicha in butcher stores. I was in Rabashkin yet when I learned this almost 30 years ago, when he used to soak it here in the store in the back. I'm not sure how they do it everywhere. The soaking of the meat that I've seen was just throwing it into water. It was not, there was no contraptions that helped it along. They threw it into the water, and then the workers went and did other things and came back 30 minutes later. So At any rate, the point is a true point. There's not enough to soak it. The lashon is to soak it and lahadichai haitiv. And to rinse it off well. If there is a hose, it's good. If it's a side of meat, there is a hose. Here it's cut already into pieces. So what do you do after it's taken out? So let's see. Neged means approximately. Neged chasishah. All the shechita houses do it for more than 30 minutes. They're afraid someone will walk in and say, oh, it was 29 minutes, and make a whole... You know, even though it doesn't matter, make a whole tumult. Tumults are tumults. We're talking about soaking now. I'm not talking about salting yet. What? So what about the side lying on the surface? So that is here.
What? Side of beef? No, there's two of them. Side of beef.
Okay, I believe Rabbi Kivager talks about what happens if the meat is floating and part of it is on the surface. I mentioned last week briefly. The last line of Rabbi Kivager here, Rabbi Kivager, which begins Shamba Hagar Rak, that begins with the word Rak. Rak Hadichai Haitiv, and Medichai Haitiv Mitzad Echad, Umitzad Echad Hadacham Uetes. If on one side it was soaked well for 30 minutes, on the other side just rinsed, Yeshleim Adaibakah. Why? Again, the lumdis. The linyan richoch, to soften it, Yeshleim Adaibakah, Gam Kin Nisrachich. It's enough that it's soaking. What's the difference? A part of it is sticking up. So he says the Svara, that it's enough, and.
Just assuming you're rinsing off that piece.
The Prima Gadol says the same thing in Pesach Tshuva Hay, right? Assuming you rinsed it off. Pesach Tshuva Hay also in Nishra Bakli B'Mayim B'Chatzich Haticha Yalamay L'Miyamayim because Prima Gadol B'Psicha L'Tam Kedei L'Rachich Shari Shemayim Nichnasim B'Basav Nesrachich Kol Haticha Kem Ediach Mitzad Shari L'Miyamay L'Miyamayim V'Dayay Dolino Tavi L'Tzar Shri Achatisha. Prima Gadol says the same thing as Rabbi Kivager, except he doesn't end up with Tzarchi and Ladina, so that makes us a little more comfortable. What? So for marbel lichoch, you need to rinse it, and for michoch, you need to soak it. So you need to do both. You need to do.
What does it matter how big the piece of meat is?
Doesn't matter how big the piece is.
Whole side of beef.
Okay, what do you do after you wash it? Rama vayter. Va'achar kach yamtin ma'at sheyataftefu hamayim kodim shimlichenu. After that, you don't take the meat or the chicken straight from the soaking and salt it. No, you have to wait a little bit. That the water should drip off before you salt it. If it's too wet, then the salt, the water is going to dissolve in the salt. And it's not going to be mighty the dam. So this, I think, again, I mentioned to you last week, that every shechita house has its own way of doing it. Some of them have tumblers that turn the chickens as they pass from the water in which they soak to the table in which they're going to do the malicha. It goes through a tumbler. A tumbler is something like the inside of a dryer, a round tube, it's just longer, with holes around it, so that as it turns, the liquid drips out of the holes. That's the way they do it in one place. In another place, they have the chicken goes down steps. It's very interesting the way it falls out. It goes on a conveyor belt. The conveyor belt, the steps, and every step it falls. And what? It doesn't walk. No, it's headless at the moment. And it goes down the steps. And it each step it falls and it hits it and it goes. In Empire they had a different way that the line was. They take it out and they put it on the shackles. And the shackles run, it hits, they have boards there, it hits them and it shakes them, and underneath you can see their mats that get wet from the water. Shackles are not hooks. Shackles are W-shaped shackles. The bottom of it is like a W, and one poke goes into each, and that's the way that the chicken hangs down. Those are shackles. They have the shackles from right after Shechita. But soaking, it comes off the shackles, and then they put it back on for the... until it gets to wherever it gets. Hooks that cut into it would be a problem because you would have to do a dacha. If you cut into it, the chesakina, right? Okay, so this is to take off the water. That now it says in the Shachin Taz on the other side, not to dry it totally, because salt water doesn't work on something that's absolutely dry. It starts to be moist. So it should be moist, and not too wet, not too hot, not too cold, you know, somewhere in between, the way we have a Kabbalah to do with this. The water temperature, we learned last week at the first Dagom Revolver that it should not be too cold. I told you that I was a little surprised in that they used 4 degrees in Eretz Yisrael, the Badats, 4 degrees, which is in our language about 41 degrees, which seems to need to be pretty cold.
Yeah.
But and they like to keep the chickens cold for reasons, for health reasons. The bacteria shouldn't grow, but to me 4 degrees seemed... seemed cold. And not that I have any Messiah in this, just it seems that way.
The water should be colder.
The water should not be too cold because it causes the, before salting, because it causes the meat to, just like when you get cold, right, it causes the meat to tighten up, and then the salting won't work as well.
Should be too cold.
Yeah, so what's cold? 32 is very freezing. Right. I can't answer you. Four is nine. Five is nine. So four is eight and change. So it's 40 and a bit. Right, the ratio is each degree. Five minutes, right. So four is a little less than nine. It's like eight.
Minus 32.
Right, five is nine. So four is about 8 degrees. So it's 40. Rama Vaita. Everybody say, let's finish the Rama. Nagu shalai lishtameish bidvarim acherim b'kli shesherim by basar. The custom is not to use the keli in which the meat is soaked for anything else. Why not? Why not? You put the meat or the chicken to soak for 30 minutes. What are you worried about? What could we trafe about the keli? It's not hot, it's cold. So zok de shach zayin, nagu shaloi l'shtamish kloimer. Vadai medina shari l'shtamish bai. The halacha certainly is that it's mutter to use it for dvarim acherim. The loy neser akli. There's no reason that this kli should be aser, kivin shein sharim bai meis l'eis. You don't leave it soaking for 24 hours. The tzaynenu, so it's cold, v'loy bala. Imagine this, you're soaking it in water. Maybe some blood came into the water and it's still on the surface. Even if you used it hot, you rinse it out beforehand. So this is a minig, which is a minig that's not the Shura Sadin. So back to the Lama. Nagu shaloi l'shtamish v'dvaram acher v'klisha sharem v'basar. V'im nishtahe... What? V'im
nishtahe...
Nagu
usually means that
Nagu, I mentioned to you many times, the Rama writes in this tshuva, Lamed Beis, Lamed Gimel, that Nagu... Noyagin means you should do this. Nagu means they do it. Lozan. You know, like Nagu, as I took it. If the meat stayed soaking 24 hours, why is the meat aser? Because kavish harikumavushal, the Shach says in Ches. So if you cook meat without salting it, you can't do anything anymore. So then it becomes aser. Even a trefa kli could be used to soak it for 30 minutes. Why? Why can you use a trefa kli? Again, nothing's going to happen. There's no. You soak it for less than 24. If you're going to soak it 24 hours, it's going to be usher anyway. And if you do it less than 24 hours, then there's no way that it'll become usher. Yeah, but
you're always using it
for this. I guess you could use it. What are you afraid of? You're not afraid.
You always have to use it for
24 hours. Yeah. Last line of the Rama. Din basa shemalei kerach ketsa noigim im shriyasei ayin lael simesamaches. Question is what to do with frozen meat If you have frozen meat, you let it defrost, then you do everything. The question is, if you soak the frozen meat, all right, first of all, frozen meat, soaking frozen meat doesn't work. That's what it says here. Shachir Aleph, Basta Shanikrash, Asalamochai, Achi Rache Chaisai, Kamashai Samatchila. It's got to go back to its original state. In Nimlech Achakach, Nikrash, Kaidim Shashar Shir Malicha. We'll get to that later. We talk about Malicha. There's no question that we don't do anything with frozen meat. The question is that the question that comes up is two forms. One is, what happens if you look at meat and it looks defrosted? You salt it. And now you find the inside is still frozen. Sometimes that happens. You try to defrost a challah or a bagel very quickly. You put it in the toaster oven. The outside is too hot to touch. You cut it open. The inside is still frozen. So a bagel is not a problem. But a piece of meat that you're salting, what do you do now? What do you do with it? So what do you think? The Chavis Das says that Meikar Adin, you should cut it exactly at the point where it's frozen. And the non-frozen part, the soaking and salting worked. The frozen part, it didn't work, don't do it now. But he says, of course, you can't do that, because how do you catch
what?
As you wait, more and more defrosts? So therefore, he says that you have to use it for tzli. What you do is, we're afraid, manashach. The part that the soaking and salting worked on is kosher. The part it didn't work on, so tzli will do the trick. So he says to roast it and to do it that way. The Dolo Mervava. If you're going to cut it with a knife, I guess you have to rinse it. Once you have duch in the sakina, why? The part that's koshered, the part the salt worked on is kosher already. The other part is like raw meat, so if you cut it, you have to re-rinse it. So
the blood that comes out from the roast won't affect the part that was already koshered?
No, because it's Nura Mishav Shayev, when Nura takes out. Here's a Dagum Ravava here. It's an important Dagum Ravav, not because it comes up, but because the Lamdis is something that we're just starting Hilchas Malicha, we have to be familiar with. There's a concept of Nistamu Nikvei HaPlita, which we're going to have later. Mm-hmm. The concept of Nistamu Nikvei HaPlita is the following, that when you salt meat, and after the salting, you did the right salting, the truth is meat is pilot for more than the hour. The hour you soak it, all the dam comes out. It's pilot, either Yud Beis or Chof Dal HaShoyis. It's pilot seer. The salt keeps on working on it. When you rinse it off, Da Adach Achrayno, we say Nistamu Nikvei HaPlita. Salt works on meat once. You salt it, it's Mishav Shay. It draws out the blood. As soon as you rinse it, Nistamu Nikvei HaPlita. The Nikvei HaPlita close. You only get one shot to salt meat. The first shot's got to be done right. Now with that Hagdama, read the Dagum Ravava. Very interesting. Lamdish Dagum Ravava. Dimbasa Shemalei Kerach, Li Nire. In Nimlach Basar Ba'ayde Karish, if you salt frozen meat, Im Hudach Kvar Acha Malicha. Now the Chabiti asked the Rav Shaila. We salted it. Im Hudach Kvar Acha Malicha, if it was already rinsed off from its salt. Oshuacha Yud Beishois. It was after 12 hours. Which we say is also Nistamu Nikvei HaPlita. It's only pilot for 12 hours. Shuv Ein Lai Takana B'Malicha. Now you can't salt it again. Rak Yitzlanu Ayim B'Say Yisif Dalet B'Hagor. All you can do is roast it. Imu Toichid B'Shais. Now what do you do if it's within 12 hours? L'Chayro, what you can do is defrost it and salt it. Adayin Loi Hudach. And the second rinsing didn't happen. Yadichenu Ma'at just rinse off, don't do a real hadacha, because that seals the nikvei aplita. Yadichenu ma'at, take off a little kedei lahavir amelach harisha, and just to get off the salt. Ubezeh in nikvei aplita nistamim, v'shuv yom lichenu, and then resalt it when it's defrosted. V'ayim b'shasim reisukat mamites. Ela shani mistapek lefitam haran. According to the Ran's reason. What are you going to do now? The first soaking is to soften it. If you soak it while it's frozen, that doesn't soften the meat. In Cain, Tzarcha Dichai Ata Heitev, Kedem Ve'achar Yishayna. Now you're caught. Like the Ran, you have to soak it for 30 minutes. You have to do a good Hadach, a good Shriya. According to the other reasons, you can't soak it, because if you soak it, Nistamun Nikvei Aplita. So he says here, in Cain, Shuv Yistamenu Nikvei Aplita, Ein Lei Takana, Rak Litzli. So he says a nice lumdis, that if it's frozen and you salt it, like the Ran, it's easy. Just soak it and salt it. Like the other Shittas, don't soak it. Just take off the melach, defrost it, and soak salt it again. According to the, however, to be yaitz of the Ran and the other Shittas, you're caught. You can't not soak it, you can yes soak it. So Mela, you have this Eitzah to roast it, which also works. Ad kan Sif Aleph. Sif Aleph, till now, I don't think it was complicated. It's a lot of information for one Sif. I don't think it's complicated. It's pretty straight. We didn't have a single machleik of Shach and Taz in these three pages of Sif Aleph. No machleiksim. And truth is, we didn't have machleikis, clear machleiksim b'chlal, except this one machleikis rishayim. But why are you soaking? I'm going to ask you to turn back to the first page of Rabbi Akiva Eiger, who throws a monkey wrench into the whole Hadacha Rishayna business. And this Rabbi Akiva Eiger also, the first half is easy, but then this is a Rabbi Akiva Eiger who argues with the Shach and the Taz, and that part of it is the complicated part. So follow along carefully. The first part, as I said, is the easy part. Hatam Kadesh Yisrach Mabu V'Beis Yosef. The Mizman Shachar Gadol, when it's very cold, the temperature is cold. Yisimu Hamayim Bu'ur Shatofit Sinasim. I'm not talking about the meat being cold, I'm talking about the water being cold. If the water is cold, put the water near a fire, shetofit sinasan kaidem ahadacha bahem, so that the it should become warmer, it should become lukewarm before you soak with it. The mayim karim mitarshin ve'ena merachichim, because cold water tightens and doesn't soften. Ayin la'al simulam avosif da'al. Ubedi'evet. Imidichai b'mayim karim b'yayser yesh la'adayim. Now we have to think. If you wash it with cold water, what should be the din b'di'evet if you wash it with cold water? So let's see. He says, Yeshladin mahani la diyashenis b'mayim paishrim l'rachet. Does it help now to wash it with lukewarm water to soften it? Oy, kibashin is kasha habasai demayim karim lo yisrachich oid. I don't hear such a swara. And once it's tightened up by the first cold water, maybe it won't soften.
Because if you freeze it, you put it
through. Why is it worse than frozen?
Yeah.
Good kasha. I don't know. It says Yeshlomei Lahatir Miyahi Debasam Alei Kerach B'Seif Suzeh. Okay, so that's what Rabbi Kivega says. Why is it worse than frozen? So if you already soaked it with cold water, it's good. Next shayla. Here's where it gets complicated. Im Molchay Achar HaHadocha B'Mayim Karim. What happens if you soaked it with cold water and you salted it? Now let's figure this out. Can we do it again? Let's see. According to the reason you wash it is to get the blood off, so the blood came off, even with cold water. If it's to soften it, so the thing gets soft. But then, the salting is no problem. I could just salt it a second time. Because the first salting, it wasn't rach, mamanav shach. If it was soft enough for it to work, it worked. If it was too hard, then it doesn't work, so it'll work the second time. So let's read it inside. Those are worried about dam be'en. Hoyamani adocha shemayim karim. Even cold water takes off dam be'en. Tam richoch, and to soften it, mani adocha melicha sheinis. You can do it again. So two shailas we covered. If you already washed it with cold water, no problem. If you already washed it and salted it, washed it with cold water and salted it, no problem. Vim lohi diachom malosheinis v'nis va'ashel kach. Now here's a shail. You washed it with cold water. You salted it. And then you found that it was missing richoch, so then you didn't realize what you did. All you did was soak it with cold water, salt it, and cook it. Once you cook it, you can't salt it again. Tzarechi and Ladina, let's figure it out ourselves. What should be? If you washed it with cold water, And now you cooked it. So let's see. According to the Ran, it didn't work. Missing Richuch. According to the reason of Dan Be'en, it did work. So you have the other two reasons. If Dan Ben is going to Aser, or Dan Ben Shalayim HaMelach, but you like the sheet is that you're worried about the salt not working, this is really this kosher. According to the reason of the Ran, it's not kosher. So you have two out of three. So he says the following. Sarachin Ladin. Ladaz HaTas of Kotin Yud Vashas of Kotin Yudalid. We're going to learn that next week. Dadicha Ma'at Motabidi Eved Disamchinon. He says Beferish, the Taz and Shach rely al tam de dam be'en, in parentheses, oy de tziruf, mitam shalim es hamela. What I call two out of three. Because the reason of dam be'en, with the tziruf, either dam be'en al aso, or the dam be'en lehim es hamela, hachinam nishari. He says, beferish, like the shach and taz, two out of three, without the ran is good. Avo. Im nefaresh, da docha ma'at shari, de koi adala el, de shari adocham licha sheini. So we're going to explain siv beis. This is explaining a line in siv beis. Skip the long parentheses down to the first wide line of Rabbi Kiva Eger. Kin hachinami b'dicha b'mayim kari yishleim ad'asa b'lay adacha malicha sheinis. Rabbi Kiva Eger is saying the shach and taz hold that if something is treif only like the ran and kosher like the other two shitas, it's mutter. Rabbi Kiva Eger says if we explain siv beis differently, which Rabbi Kiva Eger apparently holds of that pshat, in parentheses he brings rayas to it. It should be aser. If it's already cooked, it should be aser. So at least behevsa meruba, he seems to be meikel. He says velakevsa meruba, but b'di'eved he disagrees with the shach and taz. So shach and taz hold that two out of three is good. If you ignore the ran's reason, it's okay. Masha'enken Rabbi Kiva Eger himself is not tefreden with that. He himself, his personal shita is different. So we have here, really for the first time, a machloikis I want to rely on in a b'di'eved. Shach and Taz, according to Rabbi Kiva Eger's own edus, says the other two reasons without the tam of richuch is adequate, and Rabbi Kiva Eger himself holds that that's inadequate, and we're going to have to carry that machloikis on to Siv Beis, which discusses this.
Why is it inadequate?
Well, there's have some meruba. I mean, have some meruba means ikar adin. Have some meruba means ikar adin. Okay. Well, it seems he's made of have some meruba to be samach on the other two shitas, just not be the evet. But you're not coming in your house where it's not have some meruba. Yeah. Right.
No.
I have to get a take for the first half hour. No, we said, listen carefully. Now listen carefully. Now, he has to leave his house more than half an hour earlier for to get here. But we have to have a hookup to your car on the way. The reason, one of the reasons that we wash it is because we're afraid of Dam Be'en. Salting does not work on Dam Be'en. Just the opposite. The salting will cause the meat to become us. Now, we're going to Sif Beis next week, and we're still not up to the salting, which we'll get to, it's a Kimon Dalit. But somebody asked if salting meat is a Din D'Oraisa or a Din D'Rabbanan. What is the halacha of salting meat? Both the Pri Chadash and the Pri Megadim have a Hagdama to this Simin, and that's the first shayla they have. This Din that we're about to learn is that the salt meat, is that a Din D'Oraisa, is that a Din D'Rabbanan? The Pri Chadash is printed here in the column. And you can see right, it goes, it's 4 pages, but he starts right away. Rishayna Reisi Levar in Dam Shemolcha Yishabishloi Iho Yolokin Al Minatayra Eloi. You take raw meat, because in the column, if you take raw meat without soaking, without salting, you just cook it. You cook raw meat, and you find out, Oyvei, I was Iver. It wasn't, it was unsalted and unsoaked and unsalted meat. So for a while there was a butcher store in Flatbush that sold meat. It said on it in Hebrew letters, Tzarech Hadacho Malicha. It was a store that most of the customers were Jews that couldn't read Hebrew. Tzarech Hadacho Malicha. But it was truth in packaging. No, they sell Andy Boy lettuce. I don't know if they still do. I was furious when I saw it. Andy Boy lettuce with a label with Hebrew lettering. You need a magnifying glass. If you read it, I don't know why they need a hefshah for this. It says that this lettuce is not checked. You have to wash it and check it for bugs. That's what it said on the Andy Boy lettuce. So now it says it in English. Okay, good. It was originally, but why do I need a rav to tell you? It's a regular lettuce, that's all. I think most people see a label and they assume that it's a hefshah. And it's a what? It's a living, yeah. They say the Kesef Mishnah answers all the kashas. Anyway, the Pichadash basically brings a machlekes rishayim. Roy rishayim hold dam shebishlay is an issa d'rabbanan. And the reasoning for that is simple. The dam that's aser is dam that was nisrak al gabi amizbeach. The blood that was spritzed on the mizbeach had to be uncooked blood, had to be blood straight from the animal. And the same thing, the Isurei Dam, the fact that we're not allowed to eat Dam, is Oisei Dam, is the Dam which is cooked, even Dam Be'en, you take a pot of blood and you boil it, that's not an Issa D'Oraisa, it's an Issa D'Rabbana. And except the Rambam Shita, again, the Rambam holds that Dam Shebishlei is a D'Oraisa. The Pichadash says that's Rashi Shita as well. If you go through all the four pages, at the end of the Pichadash, she ends up that so it comes out that this which we salt meat, in Lomdis, you're salting the meat for deraisa. You want to get the blood out. The blood is this a deraisa. But in a practical sense, it's only a derabanan. Because since we all cook our meat before we eat it, and cooked blood is an issa derabanan, so therefore we're discussing an issa derabanan. Someone asked before, is a shah deraisa, shah derabanan? We have to know when what we can be saimachan, what we can't be saimachan. So what's the answer now? That's an issa d'oraisa in this galgal d'rabbanan. It's really the dam itself is an issa d'oraisa, which by cooking it changes into an issa d'rabbanan. Issa d'oraisa in this galgal d'rabbanan is more chomer than a regular issa d'rabbanan. After you're done on the ikar iser, and we'll see. So Mitzvah Shem, next week we'll learn Sif Beis. Hopefully, we'll get the Sif Gimel to the salting.